the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Favorite places. You know, there's few places in town that can authentically represent this incredible Western steakhouse experience. You want to take a trip back to the Old West? This is the place to come because we are broadcasting now right here at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon, indeed on the northwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. The red carpet has just been rolled out for you. We got all kinds of great things going on, some great specials, celebrating summer in true spirit, Chad's style. And the general manager, Brandon Manhurst, just told me that anybody that comes in tonight for maybe a cocktail or for a special dinner, all the way up till closing at 10 o'clock, anybody that comes in here tonight and says, I heard you on the radio, you're going to get a free, and it doesn't get any cheaper than that, friends, you're going to get a free tumbleweed onion. Now, what in the world is a tumbleweed onion? It's impossible to put into words, so you're going to come down here and see for yourself. I mean, it looks like a UFO that has sort of landed right here on the northwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. But yes, indeed, Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon right here, having a great time, just bobbing and weaving, and we got a great action-packed show, friends. And at the end of the show, as we do every week, if you are the first person to call into the station with the right answer to our trivia question, you are going to be Chad's special guest for lunch or for dinner. You're going to have the privilege to experience Chad's for yourself, so you want to stick around for that. We're going to be talking to Brandon Manhurst, the general manager, in the second half of the show and sort of feasting on Brandon's mystery and majesty as he brings out some of the things that they think they do the best. Speaking of the best, you know, we've got a celebrity co-host who comes in from time to time, but you know, he hasn't been on the show for a while because he wears a different hat than he's worn for the past few years on this show. He's the tailgate titan himself. Kirk Jensen's in the house.
Well, thank you, Matt. Love to be back in. I mean, it's always a pleasure coming here and talking with you and discussing the food amongst our great populace here of Tucson.
Absolutely. So. You know, you're a legitimate foodie. You've been around this town for a long, long time. You and I actually go back to my bartending days at the Bum Steer. Can't believe we've known each other for what? Has that been 20, 25 years?
We're not that old. Well, yeah.
About do you want to see my receding hairline?
Yeah.
I'll revisit that statement.
This is why we're on radio, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's live radio, so let me just remind you, you know, there's no FCC 6-second delay. You got to keep that in mind.
Got to keep that in mind, saying that we are not that old.
Anyway, so you left Tucson a couple of months ago, and you've known the world of coffee for a long time, and you've been with the family that really pioneered, I think, the way coffee was intended to be up in the Northwest, and now you have, congratulations, assumed the role of president and CEO of Bridgetown Coffee in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, I have. I can't believe it. You know, we started this company 20-plus years ago. My parents had a great vision, and they had a slogan and a saying that they still use to this date, and it has never gone out of style. It's the cure for common coffee, Bridgetown Coffee. Come on. Common coffee is good, but, you know, the cure for common coffee is Bridgetown Coffee.
That's right. Bridgetown Coffee. Give them a look at bridgetowncoffee.com. Anyway, we're going to be talking about coffee a little bit more with you as we get in the show. In fact, we got a tweet or a text or something, and somebody knew that you were going to be on the show. And, you know, they've got all kinds of questions about what it takes to brew the perfect cup. And, you know, we're now sitting with the oracle of wisdom in the world of coffee, Kirk Jensen, president and CEO of Bridgetown Coffee. But so you come back to Tucson now still every now and then. You know, the spirit of the old Pueblo is still very much alive in you.
Oh, yeah.
When you come to Tucson, you know, this is a food show, and, you know, you love a great meal. Where are some of the places you like to go enjoy a beverage or a meal when you're back home in Tucson?
Well, first and foremost, I really enjoy just having a beverage in my own backyard.
Yeah.
Portland, of course, you know, is known for rain and everything else along those lines. But, I mean, the backyard is always a great place. You have a lot of good friends and folks that come over and you get a time to populate and see folks. But there are some great restaurants out there in this town. Let me tell you, Portland is a foodie town, too.
Sure is.
Tucson has a lot to offer that they don't. I mean, El Charro is still one of my favorites, of course.
Nice.
Have to go there and see the florists and love their food. And I even stopped by Cerveza while I was down here. I'm here at Chad's Steakhouse, of course. I like this place. I've been here a few times before.
I'd say just a few times.
Just a couple.
I've seen you take down a signature ribeye like none other in this place.
I know. I have to go down to Lindy's here myself, you know, a two-finger peekaboo, which is a hamburger, folks. Please don't get this wrong. It's a hamburger that has two basically grilled cheese sandwiches on the exterior part of the hamburger.
You've done that burger?
I love that burger.
Okay, so I saw that on the Food Network not too long ago, and I thought, well, they're probably dramatizing this for television, but it is for real. This is a burger. You know, Brandon Manhurst is sitting there shaking his head. Yeah. No, this is not drama. He probably has been behind one of these babies. But it's a burger with grilled cheese sandwiches in place of the bun.
Exactly.
Top and bottom half.
Yep, and they put an onion ring on top, some tomato and everything else, the Lindy sauce and lettuce. I love it dearly, trust me. But my cholesterol and my health really doesn't probably appreciate or like it.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Bud Light you're drinking there is an appropriate pairing for that feast.
It's not the proper pairing for that feast, of course not. But this is an old standard Bud Light comes by along, you know, every so often. And that's the new endeavor that Bridgetown Coffee is going into right now. I don't know if I've told you this.
No, tell me.
Bridgetown Coffee right now with Old Market Pub up in Portland, Oregon, is now producing a beer called...
You're kidding.
Nope, it's an Bridgetown Espresso Stout. It's on tap handle there, and folks, let me tell you, it's probably the best stout I've had, and I love stouts, dark beers.
Oh, man, so can we just say that we're breaking news right now?
We are breaking
news.
Folks.
And even if you have made the announcement, can you lie and say that you're making that right here on the menu live?
I can lie and say we're making that live right now. Let me tell you, folks, I'm really proud of that. Something fun that Tomas, the beer master up there, or brewmaster up there, has done with a concoction with our espresso. And the beer is just outstanding. It's a perfect
beer. I can't wait. Only available in Portland?
Only available right now at Old Market Pub, but soon to be bottled and being shipped across the country. Hopefully.
So we're going to wait
and see what happens.
They put you in the president's hat, and things just start moving.
You know, coffee is a great thing to go into, but, you know, my dad and my uncle had a vision a long time ago that two things go hand in hand. I mean, if you had to get the right concept and right place, you could do breakfast in the morning with a great coffee or make it like a coffee bar or something along that line.
Right.
In the afternoon, have a beer garden. Why not?
I love it.
Just split the facility and share the same things.
Man, sounds so good.
I mean, the difference is, I mean, you're going to have a back warehouse, one side with roasters and the other side with brewery stuff, equipment and everything. So perfect. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a fun new challenge for us.
This is really exciting. We're talking to our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Kirk Jensen, the president and CEO of Bridgetown Coffee, the Northwest United States premier micro roaster up there in Portland, Oregon. And we're broadcasting now live from Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon on the northwest corner of Swan and Port Lowell. Again, come on in here, folks. Mention you heard this on the radio, and it's going to be Brandon Manhurst's personal privilege to deliver you free of charge this wonderful gravity-defying thing called the tumbleweed onion. I just can't wait to have you come in here and join us for one, because it's hard for me to stop at one. I mean, these are gargantuan onions. You can't imagine what the onion looked like before it went through this sort of weird preparation that we're going to ask Brandon about. You've ever had the tumbleweed onion here, Kirk?
Yeah, we had it last time I think it was here. It was outstanding.
Finger-licking, lip-smacking good.
Yeah, oh, it's delectable.
So we got some people calling in wanting to know about coffee, and you know, coffee I think is a subjective thing.
It is.
And when you think about the things that it takes to brew the perfect cup, you know, of course people like their coffee different ways. It's almost like saying how do you brew the perfect pint of beer. But what's sort of the Bridgetown Coffee's philosophy when you're talking about the elements that are required to just brew an amazing, life-changing cup of coffee?
Well, the thing is, everybody's got different taste buds. You know, some folks like Bud Light, some folks like stouts, some folks like, you know, different things. So when it comes to coffee, you have to decide what you really like. I've got chefs out there that really prefer a dark, hearty cup of coffee. You know, something that has bite to it, some teeth to it, something that really just, you know, embodies the, you know, I mean, just goes all throughout you.
Yes.
Something really thick and rich. But then there are folks who like an everyday cup, something light, simple, that they can, when it cools off, it still has a great flavor profile and it just continues the whole day. Now, coffee, you got to keep in mind, folks always think that the darker, the heartier coffee, there's more caffeine. Well,
right.
Exactly opposite.
It's a myth.
It's a myth. It's completely wrong. The lighter the coffee, the actually more caffeine. Okay, the reason being is as you roast a coffee, what happens is we do small air batch roasts. That's what kind of differentiates us from other coffee roasters. We do 50-pound tumbles each time, and they're done in an air batch roast. And what happens is when you start out with 50 pounds, you're going to lose 20% every single time because the bean, you know, it burns off. It's like wood, you know, that gives off embers and everything else along those lines. And we lose about 20%, so we get 40 pounds after the fact. So the longer you roast it, the more, you know, you roast the caffeine out of the coffee bean. So
interesting.
What happens then is you're going to a lighter cup of coffee generally has more caffeine. So Folks don't realize
things
that.
You didn't know.
Folks don't realize
this
that.
This is take-home value right here on live radio.
Now, got to keep in mind, though, espresso is a dark cup of coffee, but, of course, that's going to be loaded with caffeine because
sure.
the press, it's more of a push-through on these finely grind, you know, almost to the grain of sand is what you want your espresso to be like when you make an espresso.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you use the tapper, you put it down, you put it in the machine, and you push the water, and water flows through it. But, of course, what happens is, you know, when you look at coffee, it's subjective.
Right.
You know, people want what they like, and they're going to change the coffee and they like it. Because some folks don't like black coffee. They're going to add cream. They're going to add sugar. They're going to add everything else to it. So it just basically distorts the whole flavor of a cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I couldn't put it better myself. It's almost like the beers we're drinking. You're drinking a Bud Light.
Right.
You know, I'm drinking a Kilt Lifter.
Exactly.
I hope my wife is not listening because I was going to tell her that I was having a Bud Light. Because if she hears that I'm ordering a Kilt Lifter, I'm not going to be able to have the tumbleweed onion. That's how it works. So she thinks I'm drinking a Michelob Ultra right now, which I understand they also have here at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. But anyway, we've got a few minutes left before we go to a commercial break, and I want to bring Brandon Manhurst here on the General Manager of Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. And I just love this atmosphere. I just love what you guys have created. You know, you've been around here for years. We're going to be talking to you, Brandon, for quite a bit more at length in the second half of the show about this whole idea and the menu and such. But I wanted to get your sense of kind of the lounge atmosphere that you've created. First of all, thanks for letting us set up our party here. It's great having you on the show.
Oh, not a problem. It's great to be here.
You know, you've got the word saloon in your name. You know,
yes,
that's a risk because when you say the word saloon, there's this expectation that people have, and it's got to be authentic because you're not a bar. You know, you're not a lounge.
Nope.
You know, a watering hole would be a misnomer. This is an authentic Western-style saloon. Give our listeners a sense of really what this means to operate a real, authentic saloon right here in Southern Arizona.
Well, I've been coming here for the past 20 years since I was a kid, and since I started working, the atmosphere hasn't changed. You walk in, you're surrounded by wooden walls, Western pictures. We've got some old guns on the wall, you know, cow horns, bull horns, neon signs. I mean, we've got it all. It's like reminiscent of, I hate to say it, the old Hidden Valley with the wood and everything.
Exactly.
But we keep it going. Year after year, it's never really changed. You come in, you get the same environment every time you walk in.
And I think you just nailed it. I think you hit on something really important because you said for the years that you've been here, it's the same experience that you're going to get every time. Consistency is important. And far too many places try to change their style to keep up with the different trends. But you say no to that because we are standing as an authentic saloon, a place to get a great meal, to get a great beverage, and do it in a way. You know, you walk in this front door. Every time I come in here, I expect to be greeted by, like, James Arness or John Wayne. I mean, this is you. There is no other place like this in Southern Arizona.
No, there's really not. I mean, a few places try, but no one really can pull it off for the 20 years we've been as Chad's Steakhouse. It's consistency that we strive on, and it's something we like to keep going. So
that's great. Well, we got Kim behind the bar tonight.
Do.
You know, and
we
you know,
do.
You walk in and you see Kim's smile, and everything just starts to get better your day, isn't
it? It really brightens it up.
That's the way it works. Now she's blushing. You know, her cheeks are turning the color of that Coca-Cola fridge over there in the corner. We got about another minute and a half remaining before we go to a commercial break. Talk a little bit about what you guys have on tap there, and that sort of saloon atmosphere behind the bar.
Pretty much on tap, we've got a local Kilt Lifter. It's brewed in Phoenix, the Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. We've got Sam Adams, Fat Tire, Michelob Ultra, Michelob Amber Bock, Blue Moon, and our special seasonal right now is Sierra Nevada Torpedo.
Nice.
That's a good one that goes around.
Now, the Torpedo, is that the Sierra Nevada's take on an IPA? Is that a little hoppier?
It's a little hoppier. It's kind of similar to their pale ale, but it's a little darker, a little more flavor to it. It's good beer.
What's the big seller on the tap? People are coming in here asking for the
Sam Adams or Black Butte? The Black Butte Porter is the Deschutes Black Butte.
That's another Oregon thing.
I was going to say, you know, you Oregonians know your beers and your coffee up there.
Well, what can you say? We like good things.
Can't believe you're drinking a Bud Light.
Well, you know, I just heard you had Black Butte Porter on tap, so I'm going that next.
There you go.
Anyway, the party continues here at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon in the northwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. We're having a great time with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, President and CEO of Bridgetown Coffee in Portland, Oregon, Kurt Jensen, and the general manager here at Chad's, Brandon Manhurst. We're going to come after our commercial break and learn a little bit more about what's going on at a wine store on Broadway in Wilmot. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu Live right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Guy has the big bite.
He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live, almost with a little old-style Western music going on. Jose, way to go in the short notice there for Western music. We're broadcasting live really in the heart of the Old West here at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon on the northwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. Here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the president and CEO of Bridgetown Coffee in Portland, Kurt Jensen, man.
Well, hey, man. You know, you've had me on the show before as the tailgate titan.
You were the tailgate titan.
And I was
so,
the tailgate
you know,
titan.
We're all, when the U of A has their home opener on September 1st, I think against,
I don't know.
I can't remember.
State
isn't that embarrassing?
Like is it Arkansas
I hope
State?
Rich Rod is not listening. It could very well could be. You're going to have, there's going to be a void in this community.
There is going to be a void, unfortunately, and my tailgate will still go on, but it's not really mine. There's a group of guys who've always done this together. I mean, stemming from Tom Miller and, you know, Kevin Birch, myself, Jack Herklotz, a whole bunch of guys here in town, Goldie, Robbie. I mean, there's a whole bunch of folks who participate. You participate yourself, too, at our
tailgate.
Yes,
we have. We've been, time to time, we've been known to stop by.
Yeah, you know, but it's going to be a little different this year. I'm not going to be there to help run the show and do the thing. But, you know, those guys put in just as much effort as I do always.
They'll be in good hands, even with Kirk out of town. Some great wings. You know, bacon goes on everything.
It is. That's been their theme for years. You know, bacon makes everything better.
I mean,
so,
you even you know, fry some bacon, even crumble it over your Wheaties in the morning. Yep. I mean, these are serious pork fanatics out there.
I've got a new menu item this year that I'm going to try to introduce to these guys to try. I had it in Portland, so I'm stealing their recipe. It's a corn dog wrapped in bacon. So it's a bacon-wrapped corn dog now. So, you know, we do have the fryer going because we do the deep wings, you know, deep-fried wings. We do the bacon-wrapped hot dogs deep-fried, and we do a couple other things. You know, we do fries and all these other good little items that just, you know, stick for a tailgate.
I love it.
And
perfect.
Everything else. But, yeah, so this is something new I'm going to try.
I love it. We're going to ask our next guest what a great wine pairing would be when you're thinking about a bacon-wrapped corn dog. And, you know, there's no better person to answer that question than our next guest. He's the general manager of the brand-new Total Wine and More store that just opened up a couple of days ago right there at Park Place Mall. And his name is Tim Burrows, and he's here with us now. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, how's it going? Glad to be on.
Really, I mean, you are one of the busiest men that I know here in Southern Arizona, and for you to just sort of take a little bit of break on what I can only understand and imagine is an amazingly busy day right there on this Saturday at Total Wine. So thank you so much for making the time. So Total Wine and More, I think one of our favorite places to go to find the perfect wine, the perfect beer, the perfect spirit, learn a little bit about the winemaking process. But there's something about this Total Wine store that you just opened up there in Park Place Mall on Broadway and Wilmot that is different than any other Total Wine store really in the southwestern United States. And it's something that I'm told is called the next generation concept. Talk a little bit about what this is. What do you guys have up your sleeve?
Oh, absolutely. This is a prototype store for Total Wine and More. We expanded not just our wine selections through education, but also our beer department has a new growler station where customers can come in, fill up their 32-ounce or 64-ounce empty bottles and let them explore some of the local breweries that we have around town and even in the region, even some stuff from Washington we can only get in kegs. So that's pretty cool. We also got iPads that we have set up to help you with your wine pairings. We can explore the vineyards through these iPads. We have TV screens throughout the store where we have the winemakers talking about their wines, you know, pre-recorded videos that loop around, but they really show the passion they have for the wines they have.
Absolutely unbelievable. So it sounds like my kind of playground, you know, when you go over there to Total Wine and More. So the iPad thing, I think, is pretty cool because, as I understand it, it's right there at the kind of the state-of-the-art tasting bar. And if I come in and I kind of have an idea for what I want to cook, if I'm saying, you know, and I'm just going to knock a killer ribeye out of the park tonight, and I have in my mind the vision for, you know, a good black and blue ribeye cooked Pittsburgh style, a lot of char outside, you know, basically mooing on the inside. I've got an idea for the kind of a rub I want to use. I literally can begin my journey right there at the tasting bar and use the iPad to kind of enter in what I'm going to be serving that night. And through this educational process, you ultimately lead me to a wine that you think is just going to be perfect for that ribeye. Is that how that works?
That's absolutely how it works. And it's not just, you know, your standard everyday fare. I mean, I was playing around with it the other day. we got elk on there, venison, so you can get creative with your meals, and we'll pair up the perfect wine for you.
And I understand that you can actually get a list there of some of the wines that you think as wine professionals would go great with that meal, or you can enter in your email address and you'll email the list of wines to you. I think that that's fascinating. Now, the beer fans, you know, the Suds enthusiasts here in our listening audience are really jumping up and down because you couldn't go to a place like yours until recently with an empty growler and find these great taps of beer. That is something that I think has taken the wine spirit beer shopping to the next level. And I love the fact, Tim Burrows, that you are really highlighting local craft beer. Total Wine, obviously a national corporation. I think you've got well over 80 stores across the country. But you really appreciate that sense of local community by featuring and showcasing some great local beers. I love that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's we're really making an effort to make sure We get the most local breweries we can. We got Barrios, we got the Thunder Canyon Brewery on tap right now. It's a great opportunity for people that don't want to necessarily drive across town to pick up these beers just in the local area.
That's great. One of the things I learned about this great Total Wine and More store, again, that just opened up right there in Park Place Mall on Broadway in Wilmot, is you have these classrooms. You can come in and take some time away from the hustle and bustle in between the aisles to kind of learn a little bit more about wine, the winemaking process. And, in fact, I understand that if you are a local business or a local nonprofit and you want to be able to use those rooms, you're going to provide those classrooms to these organizations free of charge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not only free of charge, but there's a complimentary wine tasting thrown in if you're interested. We have a projector set up. We have a sound system set up. It's really a total multimedia experience for people that want to use it.
I think that'd be a great place for me to go have my next meeting, Matt.
Yeah, I mean we almost lost Kirk Jensen, Tim. I think he's halfway out the door. He heard free and wine. That's how it works. But anyway, I'm looking at some of the things you guys are doing, and, you know, I really salute you because you really have set the bar, I think, as high as humanly possible when it comes to redefining the retail shopping experience for folks that are serious wine, beer, and spirit enthusiasts. I got to make sure that these numbers are right. I hear that you have 8,000 wines, you've got 3,000 spirits, and 2,500 beers, Tim Burrows?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's just our normal shelf. And if you want something we don't carry and it's available in the state, we'll get it for you.
Man. Wow. Now, see, there's going to be one listener that's going to come in there and try to stump Tim. You know, I can just see it happening right now. Stump Tim. I find this, you know, this really peculiar wine out of the native some tribe or some region, and Tim is going to say, yeah, that's aisle 3B.
Yeah. Actually, I'll just walk you there and hand it to you.
Oh, man. Better. Absolutely love it. So you guys have a really big event coming up, I think next Thursday, the 30th. You know, you've been open for a few days and really giving your community a sense of what this Total Wine Store, this next generation concept is all about. But really, you're rolling out the red carpet on the 30th with a formal ribbon cutting and all kinds of things going on there at the store. Give our listeners a sense of the program and what you have planned for August the 30th.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. On August the 30th, we're going to have our grand opening ribbon cutting ceremony. We're going to have the vice mayor out there. We're going to be giving a donation to the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. The first 100 people will be getting a $10 gift card. And it really is a big event to kind of celebrate the opening of the store and, our place in the community.
That's wonderful. I understand there's going to be some complimentary wine tastings there. You're going to have some live music. There's going to be all kinds of things, tours of the store, kind of walking people through this iPad concept. And, I just can't imagine a better place to go to work every day than Total Wine and More. And so, talk a little bit about sort of this setting that you've created there. You think about the fact that it might sound like a kind of a Costco thing, you know, way overwhelming. But from the moment you walk in the door, Tim Burrows, you're almost assigned a professional there that probably has learned more about wine than I ever will in my lifetime. You almost have this personal shopping experience with a highly trained professional.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the moment you walk in the store, it's a beautiful store. Like I said, this is a prototype store for the company. You know, we got beautiful signage. It's not a warehouse feeling at all. And, our wine professionals, they go through a minimum 2 weeks of training. We have a yearly trip to California where we send them on, some of them on to, go to the wineries, see the fields, see the grapes growing, try the wines from the barrels. And so these are real wine experts that we have in the store. And, that's part of what, our business is, not just the best price, not just the best selection, but the best service. And so as soon as you walk in the store, you should be wowed.
That's great. We're talking to Tim Burrows, the general manager of the new Total Wine store right here in Park Place on Broadway in Wilmot, this next generation prototype store. People are flocking to this place just trying to get a sense of how you can put 8,000 wines in one store. So I think this is great. So of all the wines, Tim Burrows, now here's the trick question. You've got 8,000 wines. Somebody's going to come in and they're going to say, you know what? I'm a serious cab guy. I like big. I like bold. I like chewy. I mean, I like Kirk Jensen. This is just the way. This is the way. I'm a big, bold, red cab kind of guy. Navigate me to the bottle that you think is going to change my life.
Well, it looks like how much are you looking to spend? I mean, if we get, we got wines at that range for $10 to $15, or we can go up to $90 to $2,000. It just depends how much you're looking to spend. For me,
okay, great,
I would highly recommend Philip Tony. He's got some phenomenal wines. They're about $70 to $80 range, but those are phenomenal.
Wow. All right, what about if I got $2,000 burning a hole in my wallet? Where are you going to navigate me for that $2,000?
Oh, we'll go over to our fine wine box. We can get anything. We got some wonderful Bordeaux. We got just everything. Just our fine wine box is just fully stocked with those types of wines.
Now we've gotten Tim all excited about a $2,000 wine sale. This is very exciting. Anyway, we got about another 30 seconds left. I'm a cigar guy, Tim, so I understand I can get a good stick over there, can I?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We got a humidor fully stocked. It'll put a smile on your face when you walk in, that's for sure.
I dig it. Well, you put a smile on my face just talking to you, Tim Burrows of the new Total Wine and More store there in Park Place Mall on Broadway. Listen, thank you so much for keep giving Tucson what they want. I can't wait to see you this weekend.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. We're going to be coming right back after a quick commercial break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNSG, AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNSG AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon on the northwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. Having a great time here. And friends, if you're just hearing my loud voice and wondering where Chad's is, again, Swan and Fort Lowell, you need to come over here and have a great dinner. Enjoy this great, wonderfully authentic Western steakhouse experience. I think James Arness and John Wayne are going to meet you at the door and saddle you up to the bar. And if you mention, now this is key, if you mention that you heard this on the radio, you're going to get a free tumbleweed onion tonight. Now, look at all the people smiling around now that I just said that. Yeah, indeed, you get a free tumbleweed onion if you come over here and enjoy a great cocktail for this time of the day, a wonderful dinner here. I suggest the signature ribeye, just a life-changing steak. Anyway, you're a free tumbleweed onion if you mention the show while you're here. Kirk Jensen, president and CEO of Bridgetown Coffee in Portland, Oregon, is our celebrity co-host. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm sitting here looking at some spread that we're getting delivered to us, and I see that that onion.
Yeah, I mean, things are, that onion looks like it just
dropped
down from, we send the Curiosity mission out to Mars, and some other planet sends the tumbleweed that's landed right here at the corner of Swan and Fort Lowell. Anyway, we're running out of room on the table because the food just keeps coming. Anyway, but that's what it's all about here at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. The food keeps coming. This is done, and as I said, in this wonderfully authentic Western atmosphere. Nothing is pretend here. Nothing is fake.
Exactly.
Nothing is put on. It is a true Western authentic experience. And speaking of true and Western, and dare I say authentic, the general manager is back with us. His name is Brandon Manherds. We're having a great time, Brandon.
Yeah, we are.
You nervous?
A little bit.
How
little
can you
bit.
Possibly?
Can
You're
nervous.
Doing a great job, man.
I'm trying.
Knocking it out of the park. I might as well just go out and have a drink at the bar and let you take the rest of the show. This is great. So anyway, thanks for talking to us about this great saloon atmosphere that you guys have created. I'm enjoying this great kilt lifter. Kirk's already started on
don't
the tumbleweed.
Mind me, man. Don't mind me.
But anyway, so for people that have never been here, and I just can't imagine, you guys have been around here for so long, but if there's anybody in our listening audience that has never been here before and really wants to have a sense of this menu that you've created, this is not just a, chuck wagon fare.
No, this
is real food, I think, for the Western-style foodie. Talk about the menu right here at Chad's.
Not only is it, real food, but we get certified Angus beef whole cuts. And our cooks cut everything, trim everything off, make our steaks look perfect. And
in-house?
In-house.
You're hand-cutting your beef in-house?
Yes, we are hand-cutting our beef in-house. All of our cooks are trained to hand-cut our beef.
Wow.
And they get everything perfectly consistent every time, guaranteed 14-ounce New York strip if that's what you're in the mood for.
Atta baby.
It's a great cut of meat. We're running it on special right now, actually.
I just called him baby. You know, and that's a rarity, but when you talk about a 14-ounce New York, you're singing my song, brother Brandon.
That's one of my favorite steaks on the menu. We do have our signature ribeye, which is a great steak. We have a prime rib. We slow roast it in the oven about 3 to 4 hours every night.
Gorgeous.
Beautifully, beautifully cut prime rib. Looks great on the plate. Great, great to eat.
Don't you have like a prime rib special sandwich too?
We do. Our lunch special, prime rib sandwich every day, $7.95. You cannot go wrong.
I've had
$7.95.
$7.95
for a prime rib sandwich.
Prime rib sandwich.
Yep.
It's a delicious sandwich. You can get the creamy or straight horseradish with it, though. That's what really.
Kirk, are you going? You going straight or creamy there, brother?
I go straight.
I'm the same
way.
You know, I want
to
fire things up here.
Exactly.
I want some wild things happening in my mouth.
I want that that flavor just to hit just perfect. I don't need the cream on it or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
No.
That's for beginners, right? Yeah. I want like a full on. I want my olfactory senses to start. I want fireworks up there.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, that's great. And I think when you say certified Angus beef, I think that sort of was a little bit of a surprise, because that's a step that you don't see many Western steakhouses taking. Because, you know, let's just admit it. When you think about an Old West style steakhouse, you know, you guys get a bad, not Chad's, but you the genre, they get a bad rap because it's let's go really cheap. Let's find the least quality cuts of beef. Let's get, you know, canned beans. Let's do all this kind of thing. But you guys, I think, as a message to this community, when you say you're serving certified Angus beef, that right there is a testimony to the importance of quality that you have here at Chad's.
I agree. Maybe a little extra money, but it seems worth it when you eat it. So
I would say.
Yep.
And you know
flavor
what?
Profile.
And you're
perfect.
Not going to, you know, and it's funny because you're one of the few places that, you know, you parade out these great meals and you have this great dedication to quality by using certified Angus beef, but you're not paying through the nose. I mean, when I look at your menu and I see your price point, I thought, you know what? Sean Harrington, the owner of the establishment who was on our show last time, you could probably be making a little bit more money, guy, but you're making this an affordable atmosphere for folks.
Yeah, it's the consistency. That's really what it boils down to, is we want people to come in and know exactly what they're going to have every time they come in. They're not going to be surprised with a bad cut of meat or something like that, and the price is... It's just a fair price.
It's a fair price, right. I mean, I think you have something here for everybody, and you have something here for everybody's budget. You know, no matter where you are in life, along whatever professional journey you're on, you're going to come here to Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. You're going to find something that is darn near perfect for who you are, what you are, and what you want.
Agreed.
Okay, I know who I am and what I am, and I know what I want.
All right.
And I want some of that tumbleweed onion.
All right.
Okay, so as we said to our listeners, you come on in here to Chad's tonight all the way up until closing, which is, I think, is 10 o'clock, or until Kirk Jensen, someone taps him on the shoulder
and says, home.
Wake up, it's time to go home, it's 10 o'clock, Kirk. But anyway, a free tumbleweed onion for anybody that comes in here and mentions the radio show. So how do you begin to define this work of art that you've just put in front of me?
It starts off with our cooks, you know, prepping the onions, peeling them, skinning them. They are giant onions.
I've never seen a bigger
softball onion. Softball-size onions, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And they cut them open to bloom, bread them, stick them in the fryer till they're golden brown, and it's served with a spicy ranch sauce.
Oh, that's a good sauce.
I like the sauce, too. Yep.
And spicy ranch sauce really sets it off.
So this tumbleweed onion is cut in – I could sit here and count the segments, but it's only a one-hour show. I mean, how you can pull off one, you can pull off eight, you can pull off as many as you want, but how many little onion nuggets are in this thing?
I don't even know. I've never – never had the time back there to count them out.
There's no time. These things are coming out, you know, in high volumes.
They're gone.
Now,
yeah.
This has probably got to be kind of one of the standout things.
Oh, it is.
Right?
It is.
People
Arizona tumbleweed. My mom comes in and eats the Arizona tumbleweed in a salad, and that's her meal. She's full off of that alone.
Perfect, perfect crispness on there. A little bit of that tender onion, and it's a sweet onion, so you got a little bit of the crunch, a little bit of that sweet, almost caramelized flavor to the onion, and when you dunk it in that spicy ranch, I'm almost speechless. This is good stuff.
Yep.
All right, so tumbleweed onion, it's free tonight if you mention the radio show. I don't even know where to begin to go next, Brandon. Where
next
do we go next?
Next we'll go to the rib app. That'll be what's next is our ribs. We can do it in an appetizer to give you a sense of what you're going to order if you want the full rack or half rack of ribs.
So this is an appetizer.
This is the appetizer.
Wow,
yes.
So it's a pretty good size. I think I'm staring down four pretty good size ribs.
Pretty good size ribs, smothered with delicious barbecue sauce.
He said smothered, Kirk.
I know, and I'm looking at it.
Okay, this is going to be interesting.
I cut them up for you first, Matt.
Oh, thank you, because you deeply do care about me, don't
I
you?
I do care about you.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, I can feel
you're
that.
The host, though. John.
I can feel
I
got to
follow your lead.
Okay, so baby backs here?
Baby back ribs.
Okay,
pork,
so
baby back ribs.
Beautiful. So, you know, probably the standout cut. You know, you can do all kinds of things with ribs.
Yep.
Baby back, the classic American presentation. Talk about how you're cooking these in the kitchen, because there's many different schools of thought. You know, smoking them with pecan, I'm going to grill them, I'm going to braise them, I'm going to roast them, I'm going to do
broil
weird
them.
Things. You're going to broil them, parboil, whatever. What are you doing here at Chad's?
We broil our ribs for a while, about, I'd say, 2 to 3 hours generally, until they're falling off the bone or tender enough to just melt in your mouth.
Which they are, by the way.
That's good to hear. Season them a little bit with some pepper and little garlic salt, and then once they're ready, we can put them, and they're ready to just be thrown on the grill, have the barbecue sauce, you know, fire grilled on there, and just really, really good ribs.
My bone is clean. I mean, stop it.
Yes, it is.
Kirk Jensen, this is a family show.
He ate all the meat off the bone.
The bone
it
is
fell
clean.
Off, that is.
A little bit of a resistance, which is good. You know, you don't want the thing literally to fall
yes.
off, as we say oftentimes on the show. But you want a little bit of a tug, a little bit of a resistance. So you guys have nailed it. Now, the barbecue sauce on these bad boys doesn't taste like something that you're needing a can opener to open.
No.
This is a house-made sauce.
Is a house-made sauce. We've got a little bit of seasoning we add into the sauce. I'm not really going to get into that because we'd like to keep it here, but
a little bit of a secret.
Yes.
All right, keeping it close to the vest.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
That was a good rib, Kirk.
I got it all over my face.
That's the idea.
And this microphone really is getting in my way.
And you know, and that's why they bring the lemon scented moist towelette.
Yes.
You know, this is a very important tool, a very important part of the rib eating process when you come out here to Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. So these are great ribs. So you got a half rack and a full rack?
Half rack and a full rack. And you can also, with any steak on the menu, or anything on the menu, rather, for $5, you can add on three ribs.
Oh, what a great idea.
Any entree. And you can also do it with our fried shrimp or our grilled shrimp.
Wow. So I never thought about that. So I can order a burger, or I can order any sort of a chicken dish or anything, and I say, I want you to throw on a side of ribs. You're bringing out three ribs.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, ribs on a burger.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Peeling off the ribs, put it on top of
a
burger, take the river meat, pull it off, put it on the burger.
Now, see, Brandon, if you do that, you're going to have to name it after Kirk.
Yeah,
that's how Kirk rolls. We've got some
burger.
Forms for you to sign. It's best that you don't ask any questions. That's the way it rolls here. Anyway, really good ribs. I'm sure you guys sell quite a lot of these.
Yes, we do sell quite a lot of ribs.
Yeah, anybody come in here and just knock back a rack without even thinking about it?
Yeah, actually, the other day I served a 12-year-old girl, and she took down a full rack of ribs.
No.
Wow.
Now, does she get
impressive.
Now, does she get her picture on the wall?
No, I gave her a congratulations. That was the best I could do.
Right. You know, again, this is not that kind of a place. You know,
you
you're
not
going to
do
this tacky picture on the wall business. But just you know,
real cooking.
A nice little fist bump from Brandon and himself saying, way to go, girlfriend. 12 years old, knocked back a rack. Has she been back?
Yes, she has
time
been back.
Time and time again. Okay, so great tumbleweed onion again. These are free. If you mentioned that you heard this on the radio all night tonight. So where are we going now? We had a lovely tumbleweed onion. We smacked our lips a bit on some
after
of those
the
baby bags.
You got to move to the salads.
All right, I'm in.
Yep, I see the salads here.
Let me tell you, before you talk about these salads, I just want to talk about the presentation because I love these pewter. I think they're pewter.
Yes, pewter plates. Cold
they're chilled
pewter plates.
Pewter plates, at which almost guarantees, you probably can't say that because there's lawyers everywhere, but this keeps the salad cold until the very last leaf of lettuce
yes,
that you
yes.
and Kirk is handing me a glorious mound
a of platter blue full of blue cheese crumbles.
And you know what? And I just think I just want to eat the blue cheese.
You know,
so
you can have those with the onions too.
Gorgeously Ooh. Veined blue cheese here, and I'm going to put them on top of my salad.
Now you were saying earlier too, all your dressings are handmade here. You
all our dressings are handmade. We have ranch, Thousand Island, honey mustard, blue cheese, and Italian. Those are all handmade.
All right, so I'm going to go for the blue cheese because I'm a blue cheese guy. And you know what? The funny thing I like about this blue cheese, and I think it's a little bit different, sadly, is I'm pouring the blue cheese out of the ramekin, and I actually see blue cheese
yes.
in the dressing.
Yes.
I mean,
blue cheese crumbles
who
in the blue cheese dressing.
You know?
It's a crazy
guys,
idea, but
guys,
we went for it.
You
know?
Guys think of everything. So just a really beautiful salad, all kinds of vibrant
yes.
colors. Some things in here that I don't know that – I mean, tell our listeners about all the kinds of goodness that you have lined up in this salad.
Our salad start off with fresh romaine, fresh iceberg, and fresh red leaf lettuce all mixed together. And then you add a few black olives, a couple baby corns,
baby
onions. We've got tomatoes, broccoli, yeah. cucumbers.
I mean, it's like a meal in itself.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, Matt, now, if you didn't see this, you didn't make mention of this. I know that you like blue cheese and stuff, but there are folks like myself who are not really a true fan of blue cheese.
Okay.
He put out some other
feta cheese.
Yes, feta crumbles.
Feta cheese crumbles as well.
That's what we see. And
see, I'm loving this.
You did it beautifully. Now look, you just pulled out. I was about to say, is that a pepper mill in your pocket?
Yes, fresh cracked pepper. Yep, fresh cracked pepper.
Which everybody gets the choice of.
Everybody gets the choice of, and it's unlimited cheese. If you want to add I've had 9 spoons of blue cheese has to be put on the salad.
That's the way I knew there was something I liked about you. The ingredients, I think, let's just remind everybody that when you have a place that invests what is required to be constantly and continuously quality here, the lettuce is just crisp. It's cold. The tomatoes are ruby red. I mean, right away on the salad plate, you are seeing freshness on the plate.
Yes.
So I say, way to go, man.
All right.
I'm going to take another bite, so you got to keep talking.
All right. Go ahead and keep eating. The salads are a great way to go. They're extremely popular with all of our regulars.
Mm. So you can do the salad rib special, too, then, probably.
What's that?
You do the salad rib special. I want to side ribs with these.
Oh, you can do that. You can do that. If you want to get a side salad and add on ribs, it's going to be
$5 add on, right?
Yep.
Man. Perfect.
Get yourself some ribs.
Absolutely love that. So tumbleweed onion with that gorgeous spicy ranch. Those wonderful sticky ribs with that house-made barbecue sauce and just the love that is put into the way that those things are prepared. Wonderfully crisp and delightful and colorful salad. I mean, this is poetry, and I'm at a steakhouse.
And we still got to keep going.
All right, where are we going now?
There is still more. We've got the ribeye. Chad's signature ribeye.
I see that now. That's not a standard potato with it, is it?
No, that is our baked sweet potatoes.
Oh, my wife would love this.
Okay, so
she's
this,
all about sweet potatoes.
This is the – and this is –
Matt,
this
give me
is
your
what.
Salad.
All right, this is what everybody's
Try
talking
clear
about.
Up here.
This is the signature ribeye, and the knife itself is.
Folks, you can't see it. We're moving plates around to get more food to us. I mean, they're so big, it's amazing.
What's
the table's covered?
What's the movie? The Australian with the knife, and that's not
Crocodile
a knife.
Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee. So you know they hand me this knife, and
that's
I'm,
not a
I'm
knife.
Reminded of that scene. This is a knife. I mean, I don't even know how to begin to wield this thing. Signature ribeye. I mean, before we even take a bite, gorgeous crust on the outside. Just so you can see the steak juices right there in front of you. Beautiful marble, which a ribeye is just all
has
about
to
the marbling.
Have,
all right, we got about another minute
What's
and a half before we go.
There is cinnamon and brown sugar.
For
the baked sweet potato.
Okay, well, yes. I'm going to try this ribeye. Kirk, talk about ribeyes, how you all like right. your ribeyes as I'm beginning to feast on
this. Well, I'm actually looking at this one, and I'm quite impressed with it. I'm going to it's got a lovely blackened outside of it to it, and spices on it? Do you rub it?
We do have a little bit of spices.
Is it a dry rub, or what do you guys do with it?
It's not necessarily a dry rub. It's more of just a seasoning that our cook has made.
Made and puts it on the process while he's cooking it.
A little black pepper, a little garlic, just really coming through. The steak is cooked beautifully. I love just a little bit of layer of fat on the outside because, again, you know, my wife with the Michelob Ultra earlier, just leave the part out about my having a little bit of fat on my
The food. Marble on it. It's,
there's no marble.
I was
no
say,
marble. Not even there.
Anyway, so we want to give one of our listeners a chance who's listening to this conversation about great steaks, great ribs, and a great Western atmosphere to call in and see if they can guess the right answer to the trivia question. And the first person that does call in, you're going to give them a gift certificate to experience Chad's for themselves. And
yes,
we want to know, what's your idea for a great trivia question today?
A great trivia question. How about what milestone has Chad's reached this year?
Ooh.
Great question. Okay, so something big happened here.
Something big did happen.
This year.
We had a special running because of this event.
A special was running because of this event that we're not talking about. You know, we're not going to mention. But what milestone in the Chad's story happened this year? And if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon on the northwest corner of Swan and Fort Lowell with my celebrity co-host who's got still got a little barbecue sauce dripping down his chin. Kirk Jensen is enjoying the show.
I'm enjoying this immensely, but the onion that's on my shirt I'm not really happy with, but I love it.
Oh, man. Tumbleweed yep. onion. Again, folks, you come on in here to Chad's tonight and you say you heard this on the radio, you're going to get a complimentary tumbleweed onion just for saying you heard him on the radio. And we're talking to Brandon Manherds here, the general manager. Really just making a lot of friends here tonight,
oh,
man.
Having a great time. Having a great
this
time.
Is a lot of fun. Anyway, we got some calls beginning to trickle in because folks want to know what it takes to get to be a guest of yours here at Chad's. And it's really quite easy.
Yes, it is.
What milestone is Chad's encountering, experiencing, celebrating this year? And we're going to go to Terry on line one. Hey, Terry, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi. How about the 25th anniversary?
You say, how about their 25th anniversary? Is that what you said?
Yes.
That is
sir.
Wrong.
Okay. Oh, Brandon says no.
You're so quick.
No, Terry. But anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. That opens up a line at 880-KNST. Again, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience Chad's for yourself. Terry said 25th anniversary, and oh, not the case. But anyway, we want to know, what is Chad's celebrating? What's the milestone that Chad's is celebrating this year? We're going to go to line two and say hi to Andy. Andy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling.
This is off the wall. The Olympics.
The Olympics.
Negative.
No. The Olympics. You know, good
right,
question.
You.
Anyway, think again. Right. Try back if you must. That opens up a line, 880-KNST. Again, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card for Chad's. What is Chad celebrating this year? And they've been celebrating. We've been talking about it. And we have another caller here on the menu live. Hello, caller. What's your answer?
The 20th anniversary.
He you says the 20th
it.
Anniversary. Brennan, what do
you
say?
You got it.
Oh, you got
Come
it.
Come on in for a free meal,
the
sir.
The 20th anniversary. In fact, Terry was so close.
Yes,
but anyway,
was.
Our caller, you just nailed it. What's your name, sir?
Roger Hathorn.
Okay. Well, Roger Hathorn. Wow. We're on the menu live. Anyway, nice to hear from you. Congratulations, because I don't know if you've been to Chad's before, but it's going to be Brandon Manhertz's personal privilege to treat you to, I think you said, a great dinner, a great experience. Now, let me tell you something, Brandon. I know Roger. Roger loves a good meal and a good cocktail, and this is going to be something that he's really going to be looking forward to. So, Roger, I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay on the line because Jose is going to get all your information, and we're going to get that gift card out to you in the mail. And, look, if you're looking for somebody to kind of be your guest for the evening,
I'll volunteer.
I'm always available, Roger. Anyway,
right,
listen, thanks so
now.
Much. Thanks so much. So, 20-year anniversary.
20-year anniversary. 20
I can't,
years.
I can't believe it's been 20 years.
Me either.
So, you know, we've been talking about this place for a long time.
Yeah, we're talking about the history of this
the
place.
The history
earlier.
Of this place. So, you guys have been Chad's for 20 years.
Chad's for 20 years.
And then before Chad's, now this goes back to my college days, and my lovely wife, who happens to be sitting over there with my beautiful son and daughter, we actually dated here a couple times at the last restaurant. What was it called before?
Spinnaker.
The Spinnaker.
Spinnaker.
And I love the Spinnaker. Great place for some good fish, some crab legs. Now, I'm gonna throw a fast one at you. All right.
What was it?
So this was obviously before you were born, Brandon. What was it before the Spinnaker?
Pelican's Dwarf.
Pelican's
oh,
Dwarf!
Oh, you knew that.
Jeez.
We were talking about that earlier.
He got it. Oh. So what, did your grandparents have to tell you that?
No. My grandfather was the first one to take me here. First
Fantastic. Oh, so you've got stories and
in
legacies.
In Spinnaker's, yes.
Wow.
Back when the lobster tank was right over there by that
I
barrel.
Remember that. And so, and you ever dreamed then when you were with Gramps and you looked at the lobster tank and you said, you know what, one day I'm going to be running this
one
place.
One day I want to work there for 10 years and then run it, yeah?
Man, so you've been here for 10 years.
Yeah.
Half the time you guys have been open.
Yes.
Absolutely. There's always something special going on here at Chad's. And, you know, speaking of specials, you guys have some great summer specials that you're rolling out that I think are really cool. Why don't you give us a summary of what's going on for specials?
We do. We've got a New York strip, 14-ounce New York strip for $20. Comes with your side. You can have baked potatoes, sweet potato, onion rings, fruit, veggies, rice, broccoli.
You
all sorts of all sorts of sides. And you also get salad. You get a choice of a red wine, a white wine, or a slice of cheesecake for dessert.
Okay, now is that all for $20?
That's all for $20. All for $20.
Wait, red wine, white wine, either one of those, meat, salad, side.
That's a good
and
deal.
Or a dessert.
For $20.
$20.
Okay.
And dessert.
Summer special. That's just
summer
amazing.
Yep.
So happy 20th. And for only pull a $20 bill out of your wallet and a few bucks for your server, you're going to have a great New York strip certified Angus beef.
Yes, sir.
I love the special. Fantastic. And
it's
Kirk talked about
special.
That great prime rib lunch special.
Oh,
$7.95.
The prime rib sandwich, $7.95.
All day or for lunch every day?
For lunch every day until we run out.
And
that does happen. We do run out.
Well, when Kirk and I come,
it's
almost like a coincidence. You guys run out whenever.
That's
why we're here.
Sometimes we sell.
We're good eaters.
We've sold 30 to 40 prime rib sandwiches just in 1 2-hour afternoon, and then we don't have any left to cut. And
I can personally lay claim to that half of those.
It sells. It's a great sandwich. Come in and get one.
Now, we say every Saturday that we always broadcast deep in the heart of happy hour every Saturday at 4 o'clock here on the Menu Live. Now, you don't technically have happy hour on Saturday, although
no.
I will say that every hour is happy here at Chad's.
Yes, yes.
But do you have a standard happy hour?
We do, Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m.
Very nice. So coming off of work, wanting a cocktail, wanting to sort of kick your boots a little bit, come on
fighting
up here.
That traffic going up the hill.
Fighting that traffic up the hill on your way home. Let Kim serve you.
Let Kim serve you. Or Rodney. Rodney, who's not here, but he is
Rodney Rita.
He is a known person in the Chad's world.
Absolutely.
So.
That's great. Anyway, check you out on Facebook, website. So run your hours of operation, and how can people learn more about you?
We are open Monday through Sunday. Monday through Sunday, we're open 11 to 10 p.m.
Wow, full day.
Full day.
Yeah, right on. Lunch and dinner and cocktails and wine and beer.
Lunch, desserts.
Beautiful. I've had that cheesecake. Now, can I get the three ribs with the cheesecake?
Yes.
Yes!
Anything you want.
Anyway,
anything you want.
Website address. Hit it, Brandon.
Website address is Facebook or chads.com.
Okay, Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon, always a pleasure seeing you here. I love everything you guys are all about, and a great place to come scoot your boots. Have a great time here at Chad's. Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. Kirk Jensen, the tailgate titan, the president and CEO of Bridgetown Coffee in Portland, Oregon. Thanks for contributing to the party today.
Hey, always a pleasure, Matt. I'll come back today, routinely if I have to.
This is great. Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, you can always go to our website, onthemenulive.com. Starting at about midday next week, you can listen to this show in its entirety. You can listen to all of our old shows. So go to onthemenulive.com. In fact, you can listen live on our website if you're nowhere near a radio. And we also ask you to join our large and growing audience on Facebook. We're giving away all kinds of free stuff on our Facebook page. That's On The Menu Live on Facebook and On The Menu Live on Twitter. Until then, this is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. You're listening to On The Menu Live right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Have a great weekend.